Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Big League Fishing. I'm your host, Keith Munson, this week, and you're stuck with me because our buddy Doug is out in Arizona, but we've got Josh Toftness here, and we got a special guest today, Josh. Been on here several times.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, our buddy from old, he's a Hoosier, but other than that, he's a pretty good fella.
We'll forgive him for that much, I guess.
Mr. Bill McDonald, Minneapolis. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm doing good. The only bad part, you guys always beat us in the college basketball.
You beat us a few years ago. We end up doing good at the end of the year, but you put one on us to start the year.
That's what I call the good part, Bill.
Yeah, we were just keeping you in check, getting you ready for the finals. Yeah. That's right.
The ball team right now, I'm kind of worried about them. I don't know about them. Play good and they get a lead, and then they play bad and they lose. I can't figure them out, but hopefully they'll.
We got another team up here this year, the Trunk, that's playing good.
Yes, you do.
So, a little northern team there, Purdue's doing all right. So we'll see how that works out.
Good deal. How's the world been treating you?
It's good, man. When you're in sunny Florida, it's all good.
I know that. And you're getting ready to head out again. You was down there, 3 weeks ago?
Yes, sir.
And Lake Okeechobee, one of my favorite destinations. I wished I was going with you. That's all I could say.
I got room. Come on.
I would love it. But of course, it's the opener of the FLW season and be the first tour event. So, I mean, life can't get much better, can it?
Nah, it's all good. Like I said, you know, we had a little unfortunate circumstance down there when we started the Costa season, but, we got to move on and go forward from there. So
yes, we did. That was very unfortunate, but got him in our prayers, and it was a bad situation. But you got the opening event coming up, and I think it's a full field. I think they even had waiting lists again this year.
Yeah, we got quite a few on the waiting list, actually, and so 3 dropped out, and they put 3 more in, and so we got it set now, and we got the same guys from here on out. No more get-ins. So
yeah, that's what I like about that part. That's what I like about that. You know, it kind of kills the locals. If you want to be a local fisherman on one of these tournaments, you got to pay your deposits and fish all of them, I think, or you're going to lose some money if you don't.
Exactly. It's an exciting time. You know, I mean, the economy's good, things are good, fishing should be good. If we can get through these cold snaps coming through.
Gosh, isn't that the truth? But, you know, I was down in Florida last week. My wife and I spent the week on a big boat, no trolling motor, but it was called the Allure of the Seas. It was a Royal Caribbean cruise boat. I think it's the largest cruise ship in the world, but it was gigantic. But we flew into Fort Lauderdale, which is south of Okeechobee by several miles, and gosh, I would like to froze to death when I got there Saturday night. It was only about 60 degrees, but, you know, it's a different kind of cold down there.
Exactly. I told my granddaughter somebody made Elsa mad with Frozen. they need to make her happy so she quits freezing everything.
Heck yeah. But then coming back, that was kind of cool because we'd come back and I flew right over Okeechobee and Toho and Kissimmee and right on up into Georgia. You know, I flew across Lanier, I recognized Lanier, and then there was Watts Bar and all these lakes, and I was pointing them all out to my wife, and she said, "You fish too much."
No, not near enough.
Not enough. I should be down there looking up at this airplane, so I should be doing.
Exactly.
But what's going on with Strike King? Any new good news with Strike King this year?
We've got a few new baits that we come out with at ICAST and whatnot that's doing good, And we'll have a few more that we'll introduce at the Bassmaster Classic while we're there. And, of course, you know, they've been acquired by Lewes now, so that's kind of an interesting deal.
I haven't heard that. That's news to me. What is that?
Yeah, Lewes owns Strike King now. So
I did not know
that. Yeah, they own a Hunter Specialty, Lewes, and Strike King's all under one company now. So, I mean, it's all good. Everybody that was there is still there, and everybody's running things as they were. It's just an exciting time in the business right now.
It is. There's a lot of that going on right now, isn't there? I mean, it's a lot.
There is.
And like I said, with the economy being good, it just adds to it, makes it so much better, you know. But how would your practice go down there at Okeechobee a couple weeks ago?
Well, it was kind of tough. Like I said, it kind of put a damper on things. The weather was bad, and, you know, we had that accident. And mentally just wasn't good. The water was really, really dirty. Basically most of the lake and the wind had blowed for so many days straight that there wasn't many spots that had clean water. And as you know, clean water is a key when you're in Florida fishing.
That's true.
So I'm hoping, you know, we've had some south winds here coming out. Hopefully that clears some things up a little bit. If not, that lake's going to fish extremely small, to yeah. say the least. So.
Is it up, or with all the hurricanes last summer,
They had the lock door shut up till 2 weeks ago, and they opened them up, which that's 15.6 is when they'll open the door. So right now it's about 15.4, but when the hurricanes were over, it was up 17 and a half or something, like close to 18 feet. So it's been up, but they've got it back down, and, you know, it's all new. The reed walls that we used to have, the east wall and the west wall, those are gone. There is no more of those.
You're kidding. So
when you come out of the rim ditch, you come out into some of those hay fields, and then you're in the lake. There's no more walls in there. Most of those got destroyed in the hurricane. So the lake's totally different. I mean, it reminds me a lot. A long, long time ago since you've seen the lake that looked like this. I mean, it's been a long time.
Yeah, I can remember back the first time I was ever down there, it's what it looked like. And then I remember a few years ago we fished an FLW event down there, and it was bad low. You couldn't hardly get out on the lake.
Correct.
It was like 11 feet or something like that, I think it was. You get out there, and it was dangerous just running out into out the canal. And I think every bass that lived in the lake was in the canal because it was just full of fish.
Well, and people don't realize that whole lake's full of rock.
It is.
I mean, it's a rock lake. Yeah. And right now, you know, you're pretty safe running most places. You know, you got to be careful if the wind blows. You don't want to get out in the middle of the lake.
But that's true. Hey, we got a segment's about to end. Can you join us for another one?
You betcha. I'm here with you, bud.
All right, buddy. You listen to Big League Fishing with our buddy Doug Flynn. Isn't that something? With our buddy Bill McDonald. We'll be right back.
Daggone.
We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Hey, this is Mark Menendez with you. Big League Fishing, Keith and Doug. Keith's going to throw a fishing pole. Doug's probably going to throw a baseball. They're a lot of fun. You're going to learn a lot about our sport here on Big League Fishing.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Hi, Doug Flynn for J&H Outdoors, your headquarters for top quality tents, backpacks, and sleeping bags. New arrivals of climbing harnesses, ropes, and climbing shoes. Kayaks and canoes from Hobie, Piranha, and Old Town. And you have to see the footwear from Vibram Five Fingers, Chaco, and Merrill Barefoot. J&H Outdoor Store. Moore Drive just off Nicholasville Road. Turn between Raising Cane's and Wendy's. J&H Outdoor Store.
Welcome back this beautiful Saturday morning. Finally got above freezing and things are looking better. But listen to Big League Fishing here. Keith Munson, Josh Toffness holding the fort down while our buddy Doug is out in Arizona with the Big Reds. What about him, Josh? I mean, he's always doing something like that.
He's got it really rough, don't he?
I mean, you feel sorry for him. And I think he goes straight from here to Florida next week to do the New York Mets. What's it? Fantasy camp. That's what he's doing, isn't it?
Then he'll probably be in Hawaii at some point.
And yeah.
He'll go on a cruise just like you did. I mean,
yeah. And then
y'all are just leaving me to this cold. I don't like it.
Then he'll come. Here's what he'll do. He'll come back and he'll say, "You ain't taking me fishing, man." Doesn't he? How many times have I heard that?
He hadn't been here.
Exactly. But anyway, we got a special guest here, Bill McDonald, buddy. I'm glad you're on here with us, and my favorite pro of all time. And I'm telling you, I just envy you. I think you're the pro's pro because you, man, every time I turn around, you're into something else.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I do try to work hard at it.
You do. You really do.
And I want to tell you something about Doug. I've realized when that weather warms back up there at home, he'll come back. Till then, dude, I'm telling you, he's Arizona, Florida, Mexico. He'll be somewhere where it's warm.
Well, you know, you can't hold that against him. He's pretty smart. If you give him credit.
No, I can't blame him. Of course, I'm going to spend the next 6 weeks in Florida myself.
I know you are. You're sorry thing.
Until the end of March.
What all you got going on in Florida? I know you got the FLW event, and then what's after that?
Well, we're going to do the tour event, and I've got a week before a Harris chain goes off limits, so I'm going to run up there and fish up there till it goes off limits, and then we got 2 weeks of downtime before Harris, so instead of driving back through the tundra coming north, I just decided we'd just stay in Florida.
Excellent decision.
I might go over and find me somewhere on the beach, just kind of hang out for a couple weeks.
Gosh, I don't blame you a bit. Man, I love the Harris chain. I really do. It's the only thing is I always seem to fish better in Griffin or one of those other lakes, and then you have to go through those canals and that little lock doesn't lock, but like I think it's 10 boats at a time or something like that. They get you through pretty quick, but still, if you're boat 80, which I was by the time
or
I got
180.
There. Or 180, yeah. And just, I remember I messed up a couple of years ago. We were down there fishing a tournament, and we ran to the lock, and there was a few guys up there, so we just decided to fish, you know, while that lock was going through, while people were going past us. And I thought, oh, gosh. So you just about have to make a decision. Do you want to spend your time fishing, or do you want to go up and get your spot and go on through the lock? So that's what we decided to do the next day, because it was a team tournament. It was a fisherman championship thing.
Sure.
So we went up there, and we decided, well, we just make sure all of our baits are tied, and it had our game plan ready to go. We're just kind of sitting there killing time. It just hurts, though. And I know you've been through that several times.
A couple of years ago, we had one at Toho. And, you know, FLW told us they're going to give us numbers as we get there, so there wasn't any pushing or shoving or somebody jumping in somebody's boat smacking somebody. So
yeah.
We all get there, and we're all sitting there waiting, and once you got your number, you couldn't fish. Okay, you had to sit there. Well, Scott Canterbury pulls up. He's right there by the lock. He's fishing. I sit there and watched him catch four. I mean, they're just little hammer handles, but he had four 12-inchers while I'm sitting there waiting to go through the lock. And I'm like, daggone it, give me a break here.
Well, you know, a couple years ago, I fished at Pickwick, and you know how big that lock is there.
Oh, yeah.
And we were going up into Wilson. Gosh, that's a 107-foot you go up or something like that.
Oh, yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, but we got up there, and so we just decided to start fishing, and we're working our way up through there, and they start opening the doors. And I guess that created a little current, but Greg, my partner, caught a 7.5-pounder while we were waiting on those doors to come open.
That makes it a little better.
Yeah, you know what your time. So we decided to start there the next day. We caught a big drum, and that was all we caught the next day.
There you go.
Man, you got a great, great FLW Tour schedule this year. It's killing me that I'm not getting to fish it, but it's a great schedule. I think I got two here in Kentucky.
Yep, we got Cumberland and Kentucky Lake, and actually I think we leave Lanier, which is around the first week of March,
mm-hmm.
And then I'm trying to look here and think. We leave Lanier there, and then we come to Cumberland. First week of April, second full week of April.
That's perfect.
And then I go home for about 3 or 4 days, and I go to Smith Lake, and then leave Smith Lake, which is fun for me. I leave straight from there and drive to Niagara, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go up there to do an outdoor media event, catching them big smallmouths out of Erie and out of the Niagara River, which is fun out of Buffalo up there.
And speaking of that, I saw a picture of you on a magazine, the In Fisherman, is it In Fisherman Guide? Is that the correct?
Yeah, the In Fisherman Bass Guide for 2018.
Yeah, had your picture with a gigantic smallmouth on the front of it. Pretty big deal.
Yeah, just very blessed and shocked, to say the least, when I seen that. I got an email this week when that come in. And actually had that boy from In Fisherman out with me last year at that media event. That's where we caught those fish. And, uh-huh. And it's just, that's a phenomenal place to be first week of May.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all those lakes up there are good in May, it seems like. Seems like the smallmouth are big and they're biting, and there's plenty of them.
And we had one fish that day under 4 pounds.
You're kidding.
We had them up to 7, so I mean, it was just phenomenal, to say the least.
Wow. If you get a little time, I'd like to come down here and go take you down on Lake Cumberland a day or two, if you're allowed to do that kind of stuff.
Well, as long as it's within the rules, I'm more than apt to do that deal.
We'll,
maybe after Harris Chain, on my way to Lanier, maybe we'll stop by there and do that.
Okay. We'll make that a date, because I'd definitely run up down the lake with you a few times there. We haven't been on lake for a while. I guess last time was Lake Monroe.
Yeah, it's been a few years back. Mm-hmm. I'd like to say I had hair back then, but now that'd be stretching it a little bit.
You're like me. I don't remember having hair.
It's been a while since either one of us got to buy a comb.
Have you picked up any new sponsors? I know you're still Buck Knives and all that.
Well, actually, Buck dropped a few of us this last year, and the only really new one that I picked up is a Cuda brand,
uh-huh.
Which is some fishing pliers and stuff, and then Rapid Fishing Solutions has got some really unique stuff. The to take a look at. I mean, it's bait keepers, trailer keepers. They got some really neat stuff, and really excited to be working with Mickey and him over there at Rapid Fishing Solutions.
Man, that sounds pretty good. What about Seaguar? You still with them?
Oh, yeah, and Seaguar. Lou's, like I said, you know, Lou's has got the best of the best in the rods and reel industry going. And, you know, everybody else is still there. I got Lucas. I got General Tire, Super Clean, you know, Evinrude, and Ranger there. So,
can't complain.
All's good.
Heck, yeah, that sounds great. You know what I got to do this past week? And I was going to tell Josh this, too. I got to go Monday night to see the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors play. Pretty awesome.
There you go.
Seats were eight rows off the floor. And
those are daggone good seats.
Yeah, we got there and walked right in, got down. Of course, my daughter and my granddaughter down there. My daughter got the tickets for my granddaughter. I had to go buy my ticket. But anyway, they had tickets, and they were down on the floor. And we got to watch Stephon Curry. And you talk about a guy that can flat shoot the basketball in warm-ups. I mean, he can shoot anyway. But we sat there and watched him make 30 consecutive three-pointers. Just one.
Wow.
Throwing the ball, he'd shoot it. I was just amazed at that. And what I know it changed subject. What made me think of you was talking about Lucas Oil, and you get to go to several of the events up there. And last year, I think, didn't you get to go to the Super Bowl? Was the Super Bowl in Lucas Stadium last year?
It's been a few years, but, yeah, we had the Super Bowl here. Now that's always a good time, and football games, and we get to go see the Pacers occasionally, too. So, I mean, if you got some free time you want to run up, we'll go to a Pacer game.
That'd be good. You know, there's a lot of difference in a college basketball game and a professional basketball game. I didn't think there would be, and they play harder than I thought. You know, they always get this bum rap that don't play hard and whatnot. But, you know, I thought both teams the other night were just – of course, it was two of the best teams, I guess, in the league, and they were getting after each other.
Like I said, they're good to watch. I mean, that's as fun as it gets right there when they're playing like that.
Hey, I was wanting to ask you something here. Just kind of get back to our fishing because that's what we like to do. But anyway, I know there's a new boat company out. Can you comment any much on that? I know it's a
– Well, I mean, the only thing I've heard basically what's on social media. We got Bexus Boat Company, which is
Keith Daffron.
Keith Daffron and Randy Hopper, which – Keith's a grandson for Forrest Wood, and I think Randy's son-in-law, I believe, in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
But they've decided to get into the boating industry, and they're coming out, and it's going to be exciting. Bassmaster Classic this year on March 16th, they're going to introduce three boats, is what I'm understanding.
They are, okay. That's what I was going to ask you next. The Bassmaster Classic, it's in March, the second week of March. Is that correct?
Yeah, and it starts March 16th.
And it's at where? It's at
Lake Hartwell.
Lake Hartwell. Okay, they had it there what 2 or 3 years ago, and I think Casey Ashley won, didn't he?
Casey won it, and that was brutally cold. I mean, it was in the teens there a couple mornings at takeoff. So I know them guys are hoping that it's a tad bit warmer this year when they're there. So. But we'll be there at the Classic. You know, I'll be working for Strike King and Lou's, and I'm sure I'll be in a Raymarine booth and Seaguar booth and bouncing around some there. But
right.
I said invite everybody to come down there and take a look at that new Lexus boat.
It's really not too far from right here in Central Kentucky. You can be down there in about 5 hours. I'm not mistaken, 5.5. Hartwell's one of my favorite places to fish. I love that lake. We've had 2 or 3 FLW events on it, and I never won any of them or got close, but I always got a good check out of the deal.
I like Hartwell real well.
It's full of fish.
Like I said, and if the sun comes out and it warms up quick, you can ride around there and look at them. Well, last time we were there, John Cox won it, and Clark Wendlandt was second. Both of them guys were knee-deep, I believe it was. So, or those two were fighting it out at the very last day. And like I said, I know John ended up winning that deal.
Yeah, but it's a great lake. It's big. It's bigger than you think. I mean, I didn't realize it was that large a lake, you know, until you get to run up and down there and run up all them creeks and pockets and – there's a boat dock or two you can fish.
Yeah, it's kind of like Cumberland. You can run out of gas you ain't care for.
Yes, you can, especially if you put in a Burnside and run the other way.
That's it. They got us going out of Burnside again.
Well, great. Hey, man, we've run out of time again. Can you stick around one more short segment, and I'll let you go? I know you got lots
to
do.
Sure, I'll take one more. I'd love to.
Great, good deal. Well, you're listening to Big League Fishing this weekend. We got Bill McDonald's, our special guest, Keith Munson, and Josh Toffness, and we'll be right back in just a few minutes.
This is Bassmaster Elite Series Pro Bradley Roy, and I'm listening to my favorite fishing network. I learned everything from this show with Keith and Doug, and they'll be right back.
Hey, this is former Cincinnati Red Doug Flynn and my pro fishing buddy Keith Munson. Hey, Keith, it's the winter time, but if you go to Sportsman's Warehouse, if you want to stay warm, if you want to fish, if you want to hike, or if you want to shoot or hunt, they got everything in the world.
Everything, absolutely everything you need. From fishing, hunting, keeping your feet and your toes warm, your nose warm.
Hey, guys, that's important too.
Guys, you're forgetting about camping.
Oh, that's right. We got the camper extraordinaire, Mr. Josh Rothness.
That's true.
Who got suited up pretty good. Hey, Josh, can you camp in this type of weather?
Absolutely, if you go to Sportsman's Warehouse.
Wow. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, let's just tell you this. If you're looking for the very best in quality and everything you could absolutely want when it comes to fishing, hunting, or just recreation, go see our friends at Sportsman's Warehouse.
Look at that mouth. That poor, parched mouth. So dry. What'd you eat for lunch? Chalk dust? Did your face storm a sandcastle? Did your mouth cannonball into a barrel of mothballs? You're being awfully quiet. Is that because your mouth feels like the business end of a Dremel saw? Is it because your mouth just wrote a haiku and all 17 syllables were dry heaves? Do you even listen to your mouth? Because right now your mouth thinks its biological parents are a half sheet of 80 grit sandpaper and a box of fish food. You're so parched. You know it. I know it. The entire radio knows it. Just admit it. You want a Mountain Dew. Your mouth feels like it just inhaled the insides of a punching bag, and the only remedy is that neon green potion. Right now, your mouth could be tongue-bathing in the refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew. Instead, it feels like you've been motorboating King Tut's sarcophagus. What was that? Was that your parched mouth crying for help or a porcupine making whoopee with a cardboard box? Wrong. It's your mouth. Show some mercy. Crack open an ice-cold Mountain Dew. Ah, you know your mouth wants you to. Do the Dew.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works. At Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Hey folks, this is Doug Flynn, and I want to talk to you about Sutherland Chevrolet. You know, I'm pretty particular about what I drive. I stopped by, got the best service that I have ever received, and got me a brand new old pickup truck. It is absolutely wonderful. I've only taken it back once, and the service was incredible. Hey, if you're in the market for a nice vehicle, whether it be a truck or just a car, see our friends at Sutherland Chevrolet over in Nicholasville. You will not be disappointed. So if we happen to miss you on the radio, we'll catch you on the water. So for Doug and Keith and Josh, Big League Fishing.
And if we can't catch you on the water, you can catch us on the podcast app on Apple iPhones or on Google Play. You can just subscribe to us there. Just search Big League Fishing on either of those apps, and we'll pop up, and you can subscribe to us and give us reviews. We always like reviews. 5 stars, of course.
5 stars.
We have made it to the big time.
We are podcasters.
Welcome back. Big League Fishing on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. Everybody's alive and breathing. It makes it great, but we've got Josh Toftness, Keith Munson here. Our buddy Doug Flynn is off in Arizona on a fantasy camp, baseball camp, which he does every year and does a great job with. You know, Josh, I think they had 150, is that right, 125 or 155 fantasy campers. I mean, that's a bunch, and it's not a cheap venue either.
No. I've always wanted to do something like that because it looks like so much fun.
Yeah. In fact, that's where Doug met Jeff Foxworthy. He was at a Mets fantasy camp, and I think his brother had bought it for him or something, mm-hmm. and Doug met him, and they've been friends ever since. That's been 25 years ago or something. But anyway, back to fishing. We got my buddy Bill McDonald stepping in for us, and Bill, I know you got lots of things going on right now, tournament schedule. I know you got to be pumped because fishing's right around the corner, and you're like me. I know you got cabin fever. You've been doing all these seminars, and so it's time to get the tires back on the road, isn't it?
It's time to go. Like I said, I'm tired of wearing long pants and shoes. You know me. I'm ready to get back to my shorts and sandals. And once I put them on, I don't take them back off. So we'll be good.
That's something you told me earlier today when we were talking. You said the weather was chilly down in Florida, and you said, you know, you wore long pants and boots all week. I said, gosh, it must have been cold down there.
Yeah, because like I said, if it's usually above 40, 45 degrees, I can do sandals and shorts. And I mean, when I was down there, it was in the mornings. I mean, we're talking 30, 32 degrees each morning. And that north wind blowing, I was like, man, this ain't stupid. I don't, if somebody wants to pull my man card, they can pull it. I'm going to bundle up.
You and Ron Lampner are the only two guys I know that every time I've ever seen you, I guess, is with shorts and sandals. I'm very seldom I see you in anything else.
Well, Mom kept me in shorts, I think, until I was in high school, and she just never bought me no long pants. So,
you know, I was talking a couple of weeks ago. We had Marty Stone on with the Major League Fishing, and he was talking. Of course, you know, Marty was a professional fisherman for a long time, and he's quit. He fishes BFLs and stuff, he said, now, but because he stays so busy. But he said he really doesn't miss it. But, you know, I haven't done it now. This is the fifth year that I haven't been out on the tour, on a solid tour. I fished some of the Bass Opens and the Costas and that sort of thing. But it's, you know, I just miss it. I mean, it's just something I guess it gets in your blood and you just can't get rid of it.
Well, maybe Marty don't. Usually the guys that tell you they don't miss it at all are the ones that miss it the very most. I think they're trying to convince themselves.
That could be true. I didn't think about that.
Because like I said, you know, it's same deal. You know, like I said, I've been in and out of it, back in it. You know, when you're not doing it, you know, I don't know. It's just your heart broke. You're sick. You want to be there. And like I said, it's just something gets in your blood and you want to do it. Yeah. So,
you know, the preparation, I can remember, you know, you prep for forever. You know, we do a lot of, we have so many resources now where you can study the lakes without actually going to them and get, the, you know, water levels and temperatures and all that kind of stuff. And you got a good idea before you ever get there what you're looking at. And then, you know, going through the process, make sure you got all your bait and all your tackle and all of your rods and reels, and then driving there. I mean, I like the traveling as much as anything. I mean, it never did get old with me. There was times I would be tired and I'd have a bad tournament. I'd say, I'm not staying here tonight. I'm heading on home. And I'd pack up and head on out that night. And sometimes that would get kind of old. But other than that, I enjoyed every second of every minute, you know.
Well, we made so many friendships over the years and over the road. And you know, it's funny, you know, now, you know, guys will call me and they go, man, I got a tournament coming up. You know somebody over in this area, or you know somebody that lives over in that area. And, you know, with a couple phone calls, you know, you got friends all over the country. And
that's true. That's true.
You know, when you're driving a lot of places, you get tired and you say, you know, call a buddy and you can stop by there and crash and sleep. But like I said, the friendship, the camaraderie part of it is really, really good. And, of course, the competitiveness, you know. We all have dinner and have a good time at night, and then during the day, you know, we're going at it, but it's a good time all the way around.
Oh, yeah, the competition is so strong, you know, and everybody wants to win, but at the same time, you know, you come in and have a good bag. It's, man, you felt good for your buddy. It's kind of neat. You know, it's just a different, yeah. I don't know, it's just hard to describe.
Yeah, like I said, I wish he's back out there. Like I said, I got an empty room, so. You can figure out a way. Call Bill and come on down.
I'm working on it. I think this is going to be my last year of not doing it. I'm going to do whatever I can do to get back in on tour next year, because it's just definitely not getting any younger. And I know it won't get any easier.
I can relate to that one. There's a song out like that. The competition keeps getting younger.
It does.
And a road keeps getting longer. I think that's a Garth Brooks song.
Yeah, something like that. Maybe that's what we need to lead into, Josh. But it's... So. But I sure do. I'm going to get back into it. And of course, you know, you got to do what you got to do. But at the same time, it's just a sickness. And
it's an addiction. There's no addiction. Doubt about it.
I'm glad they don't have any. The only clear they got is water. I think you can add water and you get better.
Exactly. So, but it is, and it is good, though.
So you got Okeechobee first, and then you said Lanier, Smith, Cumberland, Kentucky Lake. What's the other two? I think you go Champagne.
Well, Harris Chain before Lanier.
That's right.
And then we go to let me think here just for a minute. We go to Lanier, then we go to Cumberland, then we go to Smith, then we go to Kentucky, then we end up at St. Clair.
That's
right. You
know,
there the very end of
perfect
July there, yeah, or the very end of June, and
perfect.
I like that pond as well as you do,
yes, you do.
We both know. So we've had fun there.
That's great, man. Well, listen, we're running out of time again, and I'll let you go after this segment. I know you got lots going on, but I just want to wish you the best of luck. Appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to talk to us. And, buddy, you know I'm pulling for you.
Well, thanks. It's always a pleasure to be on Big League Fishing. One of these days, I'd like to see if I can get on there with Doug. I don't think he likes me, so, but that's all right. And hopefully Doug's doing good. So
he's doing real good. But, buddy, I appreciate everything, and best of luck. And we're looking forward to keeping up with you this year.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks. Have a great one.
You too, buddy. That's Bill McDonald from Indianapolis, Indiana, and starting his tour, pro tour on FLW this year. So we'll be right back. Big League Fishing, Keith and Josh.
Hello, this is Bailey Turner, and you are listening to Big League Fishing with Doug Flynn and Keith Munson, my GM, and they will be right back.
Hi, Doug Flynn for J&H Outdoors, your headquarters for top-quality tents, backpacks, and sleeping bags. New arrivals of climbing harnesses, ropes, and climbing shoes. Kayaks and canoes from Hobie, Piranha, and Old Town. And you have to see the footwear from Vibram Five Fingers, Chaco, and Merrill Barefoot. J&H Outdoor Store. Moore Drive just off Nicholasville Road. Turn between Raising Cane's and Wendy's. J&H Outdoor Store.
Look at that mouth. That poor, parched mouth. So dry. What'd you eat for lunch? Chalk dust? Did your face storm a sandcastle? Did your mouth cannonball into a barrel of mothballs? You're being awfully quiet. Is that because your mouth feels like the business end of a Dremel saw? Is it because your mouth just wrote a haiku and all 17 syllables are dry heaves? Do you even listen to your mouth? Because right now your mouth thinks its biological parents are a half sheet of 80 grit sandpaper and a box of fish food. You're so parched. You know it. I know it. The entire radio knows it. Just admit it. You want a Mountain Dew. Your mouth feels like it just inhaled the insides of a punching bag, and the only remedy is that neon green potion. Right now, your mouth could be tongue-bathing in the refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew. Instead, it feels like you've been motorboating King Tut's sarcophagus. What was that? Is that your parched mouth crying for help, or a porcupine making whoopee with a cardboard box? Wrong. It's your mouth. Show some mercy. Crack open an ice-cold Mountain Dew. Ah. You know your mouth wants you to. Do the Dew.
Welcome back, Big League Fishing. I'm Keith Munson, your host for today. Our buddy Doug Flynn is off with the Arizona, with the Reds in Arizona out there for their fantasy camp. And so he's left me and Josh here to hold things down. We had special guest me, thanks to him, Bill McDonald from Indiana, FLW Tour, great friend of mine. I've known him forever, but he took the time out. So thank him for being on here. And Josh, it's time to go camping.
It is. As we record this, well, as this plays, actually, I will be 6 o'clock in most places, right? 6 a.m. Is most of our air times, so I'll be waking up getting ready to go. I should be out the door by the time this episode's over. So
that's great. You can listen to it on the way to the campus.
Yeah, I should be able to listen to some of it for sure.
Yeah,
excited to do it. But going down to Red River Gorge, as always, it's not as cold as I thought it was going to be, which kind of bums me out a little bit because I was really prepared for some cold weather. But I'm going to be fighting the mud, it appears.
You know, that's what got me when I walked in. I said, well, you got a good weekend. It's not going to be as cold. And you kind of had a sad look on your face.
not going to be as cold. That's kind of a bummer for me because I was really, really, really looking forward to the cold. I had everything ready to go. And I've actually, as you can see, I've got my pack right there. Mm-hmm. It's all packed up. I don't think I've ever camped this compressed before. I was able to get a new sleeping bag, and it actually fits into my sleeping bag compartment, which is crazy for me. So everything, because usually I have my sleeping bag tied off to the top area right there, like because it's a metal frame bag, aluminum, I believe, is what they use for it. And usually I have the sleeping bag tied off to the top, but fortunately, my sleeping bag actually fits in my sleeping bag compartment, so I don't have to worry about that. And I'm packing light. Everything's pretty good.
What about food? Do you have a separate bag for food, or will you have that in that satchel as well?
I've got it in there right now.
Do you really? Now, yeah. What kind of food will you take? I mean, will you take lunch meat? Or?
I'm going to show you. So you talk to them, tell them what I'm pulling out as I'm pulling out.
Okay, this is kind of neat. Josh is walking across the room, but he's got a backpack here with a little, that looks like it's got quite a bit of little bag of food here. but it doesn't look like bacon and eggs or anything like that.
No, no. So first up, one of the most important things that I feel like a lot of people forget about is wet wipes.
Wet wipes.
There is nothing like having clean hands when you're out camping. I mean, I may be, you know, my man card may be taken or whatever, but
I really enjoy
having clean hands when I'm out there. There's something about it. It's a little bit of comfort. So
I'm with you on that one.
Got some individually packed wet wipes.
That's a good thing to have.
I have peanut butter trail mix.
Okay.
Which is fantastic.
Yes,
as
it
always.
Is. Yeah. Do you cook while you're out there? Yes. There we go.
Two cans of soup, Campbell's Chunky Soup.
Yeah, good stuff.
One for me and one for the guy that I'm going with. He has a camp stove.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I have that red pack that you see in there.
Yes, uh-huh.
That is an actual pot that I put on the camp stove and I can cook in. And then I've got two bowls in there, too.
Okay.
So
that's pretty neat.
So I got that.
So you have some good hot food while you're out there.
Which is?
Chicken with broccoli or broccoli with chicken.
Rice, yeah.
Yeah.
So we just cook this up. All this needs is water. You add water to it and let it simmer for a while. And then, of course, the trail staple. You got to have jerky.
Links, beef jerky.
Got to have beef jerky.
Nothing wrong with that.
Then some protein bars.
Oh, I love them things. I keep them all the time.
Oh, and this is a personal favorite. A lot of people forget about this. You kind of get tired of drinking water, mm-hmm. So you got to have a little bit of, you like Zija.
Got it right here. This is the same stuff.
Yeah, so you just throw that in there, and you're feeling good.
Excellent.
That's my food right here.
That's pretty good. I didn't know how all that worked. I was thinking the other day, what did you have to pack food out there with you? But it all goes in your, you just carry one thing out there, don't you?
Yep. And these are a little bit heavier mm-hmm. than usual. But, you know, since it's going to be a little bit muddy and wet, you know, this is going to be kind of comforting.
Right.
To have something like this.
Absolutely. I would think like the Denny Moore beef stew and that sort of stuff would be good too.
Oh, yeah. Usually I'll just pack something like this because mm-hmm. they're a lot easier. You know, I mean, this is light. You don't have to worry about a can. You just mix water with it and you're good to go. But I figured, you know, some soup would be really good.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you something that might be good too. I've never tried it, but they make tuna fish, if you like tuna fish, in little zip bags
yep,
like that.
Yeah. I brought that before too because it's a really good source of protein, something mm-hmm. that you can do quick too.
Right.
They have them like flavored now and everything. It's
oh, really?
Crazy. Yeah.
Oh,
one
man.
Of my favorites is, I believe, the Thai chili.
Uh-huh.
It's so good. So
man, they just got all kinds of good stuff. Of course, I just came back from a cruise, and you know, have you ever been on a cruise before?
I've never been on a cruise, no.
Well, I want to tell you a little bit about this cruise, because it's pretty cool. We went down there, and we were on the Lure of the Seas, which is the biggest passenger cruise ship, I think, in the world. I think they're building a couple big ones now, but if you like to eat, that's what they are. You go, you're on a ship, and you eat.
that sounds like my kind of place, honestly.
From the time you get there to the time you leave, there's pizza places. There's upstairs, there was a buffet. You could go around Asian food, Chinese food, Japanese food, anything. Just name it. And then we ate, and then you go walk around the ship, and then they had a walk track around the ship, and then they had about five swimming pools on this thing. They had a zip line across the top of it. I mean, it's just.
Did you go on the zip line?
No, I did not.
I
chickened out.
I would have loved to have seen video footage of you on that zip line.
I chickened out on the zip line. It was eight or nine stories high, and mm-hmm. I didn't want to do that. I was kind of scared because I was on the 16th floor on the deck of the ship, and just looking down that little hole was kind of scary. But they had Broadway shows. They had a musical that you could go watch. It was Mamma Mia or something, which I'm not too much on that kind of stuff.
That's that ABBA musical, isn't
yep,
it?
Yep, it was all ABBA. ABBA, whatever. Dancing Queen and all that stuff.
I remember when I was first learning how to run a board and, you know, how I use that in production and stuff, it was while I was doing live music for bands here in town in Lexington.
Uh-huh.
And I was learning under this guy named Mark, and he was telling me, you always turn your mixing board on before your power amps, because you can blow your mixing board if you turn on your power amps first and then turn on your mixing board. So
oh, yeah.
He was like, the way that I remember that is amps before board always. You know the band ABBA? He's like, amps before board always. And I'm like, wait, you just told me mixing boards first. He's like, that's right, because ABBA sucks.
So, definitely one of them groups, either you like them or you don't.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah. So that's how I always remembered that you're supposed to turn on your mixing board first.
I guess that's a good way to remember.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, we went to Puerto Rico, went to St. Thomas Islands. And, of course, you walk onto that island, and we went around to this district. I don't know what it was called, but anyway, they had more jewelry and stuff. It was a shopping area is what it was, and everything was supposed to be half price. I'm always scared you get something half price, but it's worth about a fourth of it, you know. Mm-hmm. But we looked at all that stuff. We didn't buy much of that kind of stuff, but we looked around. But, buddy, when you get off of there, most of it was pretty, you know, it's the Virgin Islands, and mm-hmm. it was U.S. stuff, and everybody was very friendly. But if you went around the corner and up the side road street, hey, would you like a new pair of tennis shoes? How about a new pair of sunglasses? I don't like that shirt. You want to buy this shirt?
Just immediately.
I mean, they wouldn't let you go.
Yeah, I remember when I went to Mexico, we went to this island, and it's called Cozumel, and it's a blast to go there. I mean, it's a real small island, and it's beautiful. But as soon as you get off the plane, there are people trying to sell you these packages. They'll sell you to like 60, 70 bucks. They're like, hey, this is a deal. You know, you get to do all this different stuff where they've gone around the island and they've gotten smaller deals, not entirely great deals, but they're better than what you would normally get for all these, for like, you know, getting a free or not free, but getting a moped or something for that week. And then, you get to go snorkeling and all this different stuff. And you're like, man, that's a great deal. But then they sucker you in because then you have to attend a timeshare.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
My wife and I got suckered into that. And the whole time, I mean, they were just relentless. They just kept going on after us about how we needed to get this. And we were like, no, we don't need to get this. And
they won't hardly take no for an answer. It
felt like we were going to be taken out back if we didn't say yes. So it was pretty crazy, though.
That's exactly the way I felt when we were over there. You know, and we went to the Bahamas and went to, was it Nassau? NASSAU, I think is what it is. Mm-hmm. And we went by Atlantis, that big resort.
Right, yeah.
And they showed us different things, and they said Michael Jackson built a suite there. And, you know, of course, before he died, and they went. But now it rents out for $25,000 a night.
Whoa.
A minimum seven-night stay, and it's booked for the next 2 years. You can't even get a room there.
So now, Doug's probably going to
so
be
So Doug is
there.
Probably there right now.
Yeah, he's able to afford that, but
Who can pay $25,000? I mean, that's $175,000 minimum.
For a week.
For a week. To stay in a motel room. I mean, that's unbelievable.
Can't do that.
Hey, I got one little
that's
last
more
one.
Than my house.
Yeah.
I feel like.
I got a good friend, Keith Jones, and he's a member of the Bluegrass Christian Bassmasters, and they're going to kick off their first year season this year, and he asked me to mention this, so I'm going to. It's an open charity bass tournament, and it's on Lake Cumberland, February the 17th, which is pretty early. It was not too far away, but it's for a charity thing.
That's less than a month away.
Less than a month away. And of course, the weather can change. Fish were biting real good before this little cold snap. I'm sure they're still biting great. But it's held out of Conley Bottoms at Safe Light. And I don't know the payout will be based on their attendance, I'm sure. So, but it's the Bluegrass Christian Bassmasters. It's going to be out February 17th at Conley Bottoms. It's an open charity bass tournament. So. Sounds like a good deal, man. It's right around the corner, too. So it'll probably kick off the tournament fishing season.
Absolutely. And, you know, just like you said, less than a month away. So get registered.
Heck yeah. We're winding down toward the spring, and I'm looking forward to that. I know you are with your camping. But it's been a short segment. I'm glad you got to listen to us this week. And Keith Munson and Josh Toffin is holding the fort down for Doug while he's off in Arizona. And you've been listening to Big League Fish. As he always says, if we missed you on the radio, we'll catch you on the water. Have a great weekend.
Hey, this is former Cincinnati Red Doug Flynn and my pro fishing buddy Keith Munson. Hey, Keith, it's the winter time, but if you go to Sportsman's Warehouse, If you want to stay warm, if you want to fish, if you want to hike, or if you want to shoot or hunt, they got everything in the world.
Everything, absolutely everything you need. From fishing, hunting, keeping your feet and your toes warm, your nose warm.
Hey, guys, that's important too.
Guys, you're what? Forgetting about camping.
Oh, that's right. We got the camper extraordinaire, Mr. Josh Stoffness.
That's true.
Who got suited up pretty good. Hey, Josh, can you camp in this type of weather?
Absolutely, if you go to Sportsman's Warehouse.
Wow. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, let's just tell you this. If you're looking for the very best in quality and everything you could absolutely want when it comes to fishing, hunting, or just recreation, go see our friends at Sportsman's Warehouse.
Look at that mouth. That poor, parched mouth. So dry. What'd you eat for lunch? Chalk dust? Did your face storm a sandcastle? Did your mouth cannonball into a barrel of mothballs? You're being awfully quiet. Is that because your mouth feels like the business end of a Dremel saw? Is it because your mouth just wrote a haiku and all 17 syllables were dry heaves? Do you even listen to your mouth? Because right now your mouth thinks its biological parents are a half sheet of 80 grit sandpaper and a box of fish food. You're so parched. You know it. I know it. The entire radio knows it. Just admit it. You want a Mountain Dew. Your mouth feels like it just inhaled the insides of a punching bag, and the only remedy is that neon green potion. Right now, your mouth could be tongue-bathing in the refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew. Instead, it feels like you've been motorboating King Tut's sarcophagus. What was that? Is that your parched mouth crying for help or a porcupine making whoopee with a cardboard box? Wrong. It's your mouth. Show some mercy. Crack open an ice-cold Mountain Dew. Ah, you know your mouth wants you to. Do the Dew.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works. At Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Hey folks, this is Doug Flynn, and I want to talk to you about Sutherland Chevrolet. You know, I'm pretty particular about what I drive. I stopped by, got the best service that I have ever received, and got me a brand new old pickup truck. It is absolutely wonderful. I've only taken it back once, and the service was incredible. Hey, if you're in the market for a nice vehicle, whether it be a truck or just a car, see our friends at Sutherland Chevrolet over in Nicholasville. You will not be disappointed. So if we happen to miss you on the radio, we'll catch you on the water. So for Doug and Keith and Josh, Big League Fishing.
And if we can't catch you on the water, you can catch us on the podcast app on Apple iPhones or on Google Play. You can just subscribe to us there. Just search Big League Fishing on either of those apps. And we'll pop up and you can subscribe to us and give us reviews. We always like reviews. 5 stars, of course.
5 stars. We have made it to the big time.
We are podcasters.